Saul had been talking to God for some months before he realized what he was doing. The idea amused him. The dialogues were in no way prayers, but took the form of angry monologues, which, just short of the point where they became diatribes, became vigorous arguments with himself. Only not just with himself. Saul realized one day that the topics of the heated debates were so profound, the stakes to be settled so serious, the ground covered so broad, that the only person he could possibly be berating for such shortcomings was God himself. Since the concept of a personal God, lying awake at night, worrying about human beings, intervening in the lives of individuals, always had been totally absurd to Saul, the thought of such dialogues made him doubt his sanity. But the dialogues continued. Saul wanted to know how any ethical system, much less a religion so indomitable that it had survived every evil mankind could throw at it, could flow from a command from God for a man to slaughter his son. It did not matter to Saul that the command had been rescinded at the last moment. It did not matter that the command was a test of obedience. In fact, the idea that it was the obedience of Abraham which allowed him to become the father of all the tribes of Israel was precisely what drove Saul into fits of fury. After 55 years of dedicating his life and work to the story of ethical systems, Saul Weintraub had come to a single, unshakable conclusion. Any allegiance to a deity or concept or universal principle which put obedience above decent behavior toward an innocent human being was evil. "So define innocent," came the vaguely amused, faintly querulous voice which Saul associated with these arguments. "A child is innocent," thought Saul. "Isaac was. Rachel is." "Innocent by the mere fact of being a child?" "Yes, and there is no situation where the blood of the innocent must be shed for a greater cause." "No," thought Saul, "none." "But the innocent are not restricted to children, I presume." Saul hesitated, sensing a trap, trying to see where his subconscious interlocutor was heading. He could not. "No," he thought, "the innocent include others as well as children. Such as Rachel, at age 24. The innocent should not be sacrificed at any age." "That's right." "Perhaps this is part of the lesson which Abraham needed to learn before he could be father to the blessed of the nations of the earth." "What lesson?" thought Saul. "What lesson?" But the voice in his mind had faded, and now there were only the sounds of night birds outside and the soft breathing of his wife beside him. Rachel could still read at age 5. Saul had trouble remembering when she had learned to read. It seemed she always had been able to. 4 standard, said Saray. "It was early summer, 3 months after her birthday. We were picnicking in the field above the college. Rachel was looking at her Winnie the Pooh book, and suddenly she said, 'I hear a voice in my head.'" Saul remembered then. He also remembered the joy he and Saray had felt at the rapid acquisition of new skills Rachel had shown at that age. He remembered because now they were confronted with the reverse of that process. "Dad," said Rachel, from where she lay on the floor of his study, carefully coloring, "how long has it been since Mom's birthday?" "It was on Monday," said Saul, preoccupied with something he was reading. Saray's birthday had not yet come, but Rachel remembered it. "I know, but how long has it been since then?" "Today is Thursday," said Saul. He was reading a long Talmudic treatise on obedience. "I know, but how many days?" Saul put down the hard copy. "Can you name the days of the week?" Barnard's World had used the old calendar. "Sure," said Rachel. "Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday." "You said Saturday already."
"Yeah, but how many days ago?"
"Can you count from Monday to Thursday?" Rachel frowned, moved her lips. She tried again, counting on her fingers this time. 4 days.
"Good," said Saul.
Can you tell me what 10 minus 4 is, kiddo? What does minus mean? Saul forced himself to look at his papers again. Nothing, he said. Something you'll learn at school. When we go home tomorrow? Yes.